And let everything that has breath in this place right now, let them just say thank you. Let them just praise the Lord. Just thank him. Lord, I'm not denying the way I feel. I'm not denying the pain. I'm not denying the heaviness. But I thank you. Do you have a family member beside you? Please thank God for them. Thank God for them. And if it's not a family member, do you have somebody alive sitting beside you? You don't even need to know them personally, one-on-one. Can you just say, Father, I thank you that this person is alive, this person is breathing. And I thank you, I am breathing. I am breathing. We are all breathing. And Lord, things may not be the way we want, but we are breathing. And that means there is hope. There is hope. Father, we thank you. I thank you, Lord, for all my brothers, my sisters, Lord, my aunties, my uncles, my fathers, my mothers, Lord, the children, the boys, the girls, the young men and the women in this place, I thank you. If they are not living and alive, I won't be here. So, Father, minister to every one of us. Just reveal your glory. Reveal your glory. Speak to us. Show us your glory. In Jesus' name. Amen. I will be needing some volunteers. Thank you very much. Okay. Thank you, Tiara. I thank God for Tiara. Tiara, you know, I have your voice. I have your voice on my phone. And every morning when I'm going to work, I play your voice. Do you know what your voice says? I declare in the name of Jesus. And I'm repeating after you. Please celebrate Tiara for us, please. Wonderful children. They are planted in the house of the Lord and they will not depart. Amen. Please, all the children in the house, if you don't have something to write, please, the ushers will help us. If you don't have anything to write, we want the children to just write what they're learning. We're involving you in the service. Guess what? We have a drummer and we have an in-house artistic director who will be recruiting all the children shortly. And yes, clap, clap, clap. And you are going to see an impromptu, unscripted drama, just like we saw last month. Okay. So please, the children, we would like you to write what you're learning. We'd like you to even draw the glory of God, because that's what is our theme this month. The theme is the glory of God, and that's what we'll be looking at throughout the month of February. And today, I just want to introduce us briefly, and then we'll have a drama, awesome drama. I want to introduce us to the glory of God. Our apostle Damola Cruz laid a foundation on Thursday during the Bible study. And I've told him, he said he's laying the foundation and somebody's coming to build on the foundation. I said, you are a joker. You laid the foundation, you are going to build on it. So I will just put a little bit of cement today and then it will bring the blocks back. All right. What is the glory of God? Because when we hear these things, we can be a little bit religious. And some of us have a religious understanding. When I say religious understanding, what you have been taught, which may not necessarily be the truth about the glory of God. Now, what is the truth? Just go into the Bible, and that lies the truth. So what does the Bible say about the glory of God? So today I'll just introduce us briefly to what I will title, Lord, Show Me Your Glory. Somebody say, Lord, show me your glory. Okay, I can't hear you. All the children, no, just the children. All the children say, Lord, show me your glory. Oh, come on, children, you can do better than that. Children, shout it out loud. Lord, show me your glory. One more time, children. Lord, show me your glory. One more time. Lord, show me your glory. Okay, let's rehearse something we're going to be doing soon. All the children say, yeah. One more time, say, yeah. One more time, the loudest. You've just won yourself a fiver. Yes, is that Ambrose? Ambrose, right? My man, Ambrose, see me after the service. I've said it on the pulpit. I can't lie. Amen. I'm snared with the words of my mouth. Mommy Sissy will give you the £5. Yeah, I prophesy to her. She will give you £5. No, just see me, I'll give it to you. Amen. All right, Lord, show me your glory. In the book of Exodus chapter 33, we see a man called Moses. Right? And Moses was the one who said, Lord, show me your glory. In Exodus chapter 33, from verse 12 to 17, and then verse 18 to 19. So, Moses, you see, prior to this time, the Lord had appeared to Moses, but appeared to Moses in a spectacular way. Moses was a shepherd, like we all know, and he was doing his normal duty. He was on the mountain, and then he saw a bush burning, and then he noticed the bush was burning. There was fire on the bush, but the bush was not consumed. So he was curious, why was there fire in this bush and it's not burning? And as he moved near, he heard a voice. And he heard the voice of the Lord. Listen, some of us might be praying, I will believe when I see you, Lord. The primary way God appears is through his word. Just like the word you are hearing right now, I am speaking as I am tuned to hear what God is saying. I listen, I hear, and I just simply repeat. So the first thing you will usually hear if you want to see God or experience God is his word. The Bible says in the beginning was the word was with God, and the word was God. So Moses only heard a voice, and it was the voice of the Lord. But then the same Moses, after several experiences, gets on the mountain, and he started hearing more of God's voice. So this particular day, God was sending him on an errand. And he said, Lord, I'm not going unless your presence goes with me. You are telling me to go in this direction, but I need your presence. And God said, don't worry, I will. My presence will go with you. And then Moses makes a statement in Exodus chapter 33. And let's look at the particular verse, because everything he was talking, he was having a conversation with God, basically. And everything he was saying to God, God was telling him, okay, no problem. You see, prayer, like we've been learning, is a conversation, right? Prayer is not complete until I hear God speak back to me. Prayer is not a monologue. We come, we say we are doing prayer meetings, and all we do is talk. And some of the things we even say, with every due respect, God won't answer. God will not give us whatever he did not promise in his word. And that's why it's so important that we know God by his word. You can pray all you want, cry all you want, but listen, God only does what he promises. You know, I'm just digressing a bit. Numbers chapter, Numbers 23? It says God is not a man that he should lie. And then he now tells us, as God promised, shall he not do it? As God said it, shall he not bring to pass? It's very simple, people. The only thing God will do is whatever he promises. He will not do anything outside of what he has promised. He will not bring to pass whatever he did not say. That's just simply what that scripture is telling us. So you and I need to know what God has said, because what God has said is what God will say and what God will always say, because his word is consistent. That's why when God was appearing to this Moses, and Moses was asking a question, all right, you are sending me to Pharaoh. Who should I say? Send me. You know what he said? God said, just tell them, I am, that I am. And do you know what that I am means in Hebrew? Everybody say, Yah. Okay, you didn't do it very well. Everybody say, Yah. Yeah. That sounds better. One more time, go. Yeah. Aha. That's what it means. Yah. Thank you. That's all you hear today. You heard God. So, all right. So, conversation, because you can see God was talking to Moses and Moses was talking to God. That's prayer. So, God was saying, let's read from verse 19. Let's start from verse 17. Look at the conversation. Exodus 33, 17. The Lord said to Moses, I will also do this thing that you have spoken, for you have found grace in my sight, and I know your name. I pray God will know your name and call you by your name. And he said, and if you don't have a good name, God will change your name into a good name. A good name like Chris Ari, whatever that means. Okay. And he said, Lord, help me to behave now. Okay. Let's read. Lord said to Moses, I also do this thing that you have spoken, for you have found grace in my sight, and I know your name. Verse 18. Moses now said, Franklin, Lord, please show me your glory. What did he ask for? Please, are you following? Let Lord show me your... Okay. Apostle Cruz took us through this on Thursday. So while he was ministering, I was hearing what he was saying, and at the same time, I was listening to God. And God began to speak to me. You see, it's awesome if you know how to hear the voice of God. And let me tell you, it's very simple. If you want to hear the voice of God, please pick up the Bible and say, Lord, speak to me. Open the Bible, and the more of the Word of God you have been reading, that's what at times you'll be getting promptings, and the Holy Spirit of God will be telling you, all right, go and check this verse. Go and read that place. So that was the experience I was having while he was teaching. And I began to write. That's why I have a notebook here. I always tell people it's good to have a journal. I know we're in the Gen Z generation. I think there's even another generation now coming after the Gen Z. They don't have journals like us. Guess what they have? What do they have? They have everything that begins with I. iPad. iPhone. Eyeshadow. iPencil. Okay, just joking. So this is what I've learned to do. I stop at times, even when I'm driving, and I sense God wants to speak to me. I pick up my phone and I start texting to myself. Franklin, that book, What Fathers Should Teach Their Children, I texted that whole book to myself as I was hearing it. It's on my phone, the whole manuscript. It took me about 5-6 years to write it as I was inspired. So please, you have your phone, don't just go and be Googling and doing Facebook and Instagram Live and what is it you do, Jessica? Come on, tell me. When you put that I stuff, You do what? Snapchat. You do TikTok. You do, come on, shout it out. Jemima, I caught you there. What do you do on the I stuff? Any other thing? No, I want to belong. I want to belong. No, I don't want to belong. Some of us are old school and we are well schooled. Amen. Okay, only my wife said amen. So get on that phone and listen out, and whatever God is saying to you, type it, text it to yourself, put it on your WordPad or whatever. You will be amazed. If you listen out for his voice, you will always hear God speak to you every now and then when you're sensitive enough. All right, back to Moses. He said, Lord, show me your glory. So let's see how God answered. Amazing. Verse 19, Exodus 33. Then God said, I will make all my goodness pass before you. I will proclaim the name of the Lord before you. I will be gracious to whom I will be gracious, and I will have compassion on whom I will have compassion. But, verse 20, you cannot see my face, for no man shall see me and live. Let's stop there. What did Moses ask from God? Lord, show me your... What was the answer God gave? That is a clue to what the glory of God is. Because God himself answered him. So what did God answer? I've got my slide. Right? All the things God said he was going to show gives us an idea of the glory of God. Please, have you got my slide? I want you to display my slide. Sorry, not my slide. This slide. Okay. Now, look at it. I went to check the meaning of glory. Apostle Cruz gave us one heavy Hebrew word, kabod. You said it now. Are you denying it now? So, but look at what God said in response to Moses. I will show you, make my all my goodness. I will proclaim the name of the Lord. I will be gracious. And I will be compassionate on whomever I will. That is a clue to what the glory of God is. His goodness, his name. By his name, it means nature, character, ability. It's not just a title. And he says, proclaim the name of the Lord. That word Lord, capital L-O-R-D, is Jehovah. Yah. What's that song? Yod-Heh-Weh-Heh is your name. Breathe, Lord. Come breathe your name. Come breathe your name upon me. Breathe. Come breathe your name. Come just breathe your name upon me. Breathe. Just breathe your name upon me. Breathe. Yod-Heh-Weh-Heh. He's your name. Breathe, Lord. Come breathe your name. His grace, his compassion. That's the glory of God. So I went, as Apostle Cruz was giving us those heavy word kabod, and I went into the Hebrew. And the next slide tells us everything about the glory of God. Please repeat after me. Not that one. I didn't ask you to display the song. Is that the slide I gave you? The glory of God that shows honor, majesty, abundance. That's the slide I want you to display. I hope I sent you the right slide. That's the one, Shindy. Shine Dara. All right? Somebody say honor. Majesty. Abundance. Riches. Splendor. Dignity. Reputation. Literally means the very weight, the heaviness, how heavy God is. Do you know how heavy God is? Can you fathom that? That is what the glory of God means. So when you hear the glory, when your glory comes, there'll be no words to say. Oh, when the glory comes, there'll be no words to say. Oh, that is what you are saying, is honor. Majesty, abundance, riches, splendor, dignity, his reputation. God's reputation is at stake. Whenever he says a thing, he has to perform it. That's what glory means. His heaviness is weight. Lord, open our eyes, not just to see, but to experience your glory. Please, somebody pray. Lord, I want to see, I want to experience your honor. Please use all this to pray right now. Because it's always good when we're praying, we know what we're saying. Lord, you can open your eyes and pray with your eyes open. Just look at everything, Lord, your honor, your majesty, your abundance, your riches. I receive splendor, dignity, reputation. You hear the word, arise, shine, for your light is come. And the glory, the honor, the majesty, abundance, riches, reputation, God's splendor, dignity is risen upon me. When we declare every morning, I arise today and I shine because God is my light and my salvation. Arise today because the glory, the brilliance, the splendor of the Lord is upon me. Makes me to shine. That's what you're saying. Amen. All right. Please, I need an emergency quiet now. Where are all the microphones? I need all the children to come out. And by child, you're 11 and below. 10. All right. 10 years and below. Come on, children. Please clap for them. Clap, 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 clap. Prophet Ara, smile. Give me that prophetic smile, boy. Come on, come on, come on. All the children, 10 and below. Yo. I need you on that keyboard, bro. Can you play on that key? You're not sure? All right, you play next time. On any key. All right. Let's form an emergency choir. Please arrange them. It's Pastor Cruz and Pastor Uche. Please just arrange them in an emergency choir. Hurry up, hurry up, hurry up, hurry up. F sharp. F sharp. Come on. Thank you, Lord. All right. Thank you. Now listen, please sit down. We're rounding up now, and I need this Yahweh's choir. All right, please let's welcome our in-house artistic director, Noah. All right, so where's Adam and Eve? Get me Adam and Eve. Please, I hope the cameras can pick all this. Let the children just back off. Can they back? Just back, 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 back. Just back, back, back. Don't worry, you'll be back. Okay, you want to go and sit down? Just go, 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 go. Just move, move. Just give us space on the stage. Please, stage director, can we move this? Move that back. Move this back. Where's Apostle Cruz? Where's Dr. Uche? Just move that back. Move all this back. Now listen. This is impromptu. These children did not rehearse, but I want you to know that the Spirit of God is here. Now, talking about God's splendor, majesty, riches. Let them be there. Yeah, just move them there. Please welcome Adam and Eve. We're just acting, okay? Just acting. Now, let me give us just some quick nuggets about the glory of God. If you can bring that slide, please, quickly. You see, when God created the earth, the Spirit of God was all over the earth. God's plan was that His glory, His riches, splendor, majesty, dignity, all the things we see, will cover the earth as the waters cover the sea. So God now decided, I actually want a representation of me to look after this earth that I created. Because there's an opposer we kicked out of heaven who used to be the choir director. Not the choir director of Love Assembly. And none of these instrumentalists. So they kicked that. His name was Lucifer. Kicked him out of heaven. He had nowhere to go, so he ended up on the earth. And that's what opens up Genesis to us. And because of the presence of Lucifer, who is now Satan. Satan means the opposer, the one who opposes God. He was now on the earth. And that's why there was darkness, emptiness, and shapelessness on the earth. Anywhere you see the opposer, he comes to steal. He comes to kill and destroy. So it was destroying the earth. So God now decided, I need a representation of me on this earth who will look after the earth. Tend it, keep it. So we see Genesis 1:1. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. The Spirit of God was upon the face of the earth. His glory. And he said, okay, let us make someone in our image and likeness and give them dominion over this earth. So he made the first man come, Adam. You know what? Just come behind him like you are Siamese twins. You know what Siamese twins are? Co-joined. Okay, just hold each other like, I'm not joining you. Don't worry, Daniel. Yeah, she's older than you, so don't worry. She's not. You're 10, and she's... Don't worry, I will collect part of the dowry. It's okay, all right? It's play, please, it's play. Don't see vision now. It's too early. It's 10. Why are you seeing visions at 10? Okay. Otherwise, I would disown you here now. All right. So he made the first man like him. Now, God is pure. So this white... No. You're holding on. She's inside you. Okay? She was inside. Okay? Please, I need somebody. Come on. Yes, come, Andrew. Oh, sorry, Andrew, I forgot you are older than 11 now. All right. So the glory of God is pure. Cover them with the glory. Yes, both of them. So God made them. Oh, sorry. She's looking more like a bride now. Don't cover her head, okay? No, just stay there. The white represents God's purity. And the gold, God's heaviness. Drape them. You know how we draped. Come on. I'm just getting you a support in Andrew. So what God did was, when he did that, he gave them... Please give me that slide. I hope we're together. He gave them, no, the slide that shows the glory of God. Everything the glory of God stands for. Yes, that one. So when he breathed into that man, this is what he did. He gave them his honor, majesty, abundance, riches, splendor, dignity, and put his reputation on them so that they will start operating here. But then something happened. They were covered with his glory and told them what to do, what not to do. But then, one day this guy said he was lonely. I'm careful with this one now, okay? So anyway, you know what happened. So God says it's not good. No, he didn't say he was lonely. Point of correction. God said this guy is lonely. Please imagine in your head that they are one. Okay, one. That's why people, when you marry and you are joined to your spouse, the two of you, what we should see is the glory of God, not fighting, not quarreling. You represent, you join your spouse to become a representation of the glory. So God said, it's not good for him to be alone. Let me give him a helpmate. So God brought animals. Don't let me bore you with that. So this guy said, no, I can't marry a chimpanzee. I'm paraphrasing. Giraffe knows that the neck is too long. How will I cope with that one? So God said, all right. This guy is a complete human being. The only way I can make him incomplete, I will take out of him. So he put him to sleep, took out of him. She still covered with the glory, and then brought her back. So, all right? Now, we've separated you, but you are still one. Please drape her with the glory. So marriage should always reflect the glory of God. We're not talking about marriage today. So one day, Mr. Darkness came. Genesis 3. Yeah, don't be darkness, just act darkness because you are my son. I don't... No, don't cover yourself now. Just put it there. This is darkness. Just do like that. I know you're an actor, but you know. Okay, so darkness, which represents the devil, now came and started talking to one of them, which was unfortunately the woman. Did God say you shouldn't do this? Blah blah. God knew that. You know the story. Go and read it. So what she did was, wow, she looked at what God said, don't touch. Anyway, she listened so much, she was convinced. Please watch what you are listening to. We talked about the five doors into the heart. I won't go. So you know what happened? She decides. Please come. What has she just done? She stripped herself of the glory of God. Transgression means you move from one place to another. Transgress. So whenever we transgress, the glory of God departs. So she comes, unfortunately, and Mr. Husbandman just suddenly realized, well, she's gone. He could see that she's crossed to the other side and decides, you know what? I'm missing her. I'm going to join her. No, not with the glory, sorry. He strips. He transgresses. They go to the other side. That's what transgression is. Now they're on that other side. They've left the glory on the floor. Let's leave it there. Because the glory of God is always on the earth, just waiting for who to fear. So God saw everything. Don't think God was taken by accident, because God sees everything. Adam, where are you? And then he said, we heard your voice. We've forgotten that they are meant to. Please, bring that prop. Get the prop. Come on, in-house director. Okay? So remember, they are there now with Mr. Darkness. So they hear the presence of God coming in the garden. When you hear the presence of God, that used to be excited, you start shaking. All right. So the presence of God started coming. Give us some sound, some glorious sound. Something glorious. Is that glorious enough? press something, bro. Blow. They don't understand. Blow the glory. So the presence of God was coming in the garden. When they heard that, what did they do? Drop that. Run behind. Run into the garden. Run. Go and meet him behind. Adam, where are you? I heard your voice. I'm naked. Who told you are naked? Is the companion you gave me. Okay. Mrs. Companion, what did you do? Is that guy that was we met on the earth that we are trying to drive away that deceived me? So what are you doing? So they hid themselves. Hurry up. And they started covering themselves with leaves. Now listen to the leaves now. Are they ready? Hurry up. We don't have time. Okay, present them now. Hurry up. No. You don't walk confidently. You are still shivering. Look at this man. The glory has departed. Anyway, that's the kind of braggado we do when we are empty. God's desire is that not only his glory will be on the earth, but his glory will be in us. When we transgress, we lose the glory, the covering, so they come. No, just stay there, just shivering. So they covered themselves with leaves. Can you see the leaves? Can you see the leaves? What's the color? No. Please display the beads. Spread out. You get me? Come on, put it out very well. Show them. You are still shivering. When the glory departs, we look for alternatives. Some of us start looking for designer wear to cover our shame. Oversized clothes. Things that cannot really fit and replace the glory of God. Some of us go into addiction. Some of us go into habits. Because we are empty. Something has departed. The Bible says, all have sinned and fall short of the glory. So we start looking for things to cover ourselves. Vanities. Some of us, career. Oh, this, that. To replace the glory. The riches, true riches, the splendor, the real majesty. We think we find them in leaves. But God, in his mercy, now decides. You've transgressed. You're on the same side. Just bring that black cloth. They're on the same side with Satan. But God loves himself. He loves his creation. He loves his image. He loves his likeness and desires that they come back. Where's Jesus? Nathan, just go around like that. Don't come through this side because they're on the other side. Just go around. Go around and come to this side. Come on. Just a shiver. You know, shiver a bit and then pose a bit that, I don't care. Right, shiver. Pose. Come on, give me that swagger. Display your chain. Yeah, man. I don't care. Come on, do TikTok, do Instagram. Do it. Come on, do it. Glory. She posted perm. Look, see the glory. See beauty of God. Shiver a bit. Shiver. All right, pose again. That's the kind of vain life we live. Stay on that side. So God now decides, I love my creation. I need them back. So he decides to make another Adam. Please cover him with the glory. So it comes down. You came from heaven to earth to show the way from the earth to the cross. Their depths is made. Jesus, not too fast. Not too fast, Jesus. Right to the cross. Lord. The Bible says, God decides to make his word flesh. The Bible said, we beheld his glory. The glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. I need these guys back. And the only way I can get them back, if I come in my image and likeness like them, pay for what they have done so I can redeem them, which means buy back. So he comes with his glory. He dies, pays the price, sheds his blood, because God put a principle: without the shedding of blood, there is no remission. Then when he departs in glory, he comes. This is holy moment. When God walks in on us, look on him. Every girl, kneel down in repentance. Just be saying, Lord, we are sorry. Just be saying we are sorry. When the glory comes, there'll be no words. Listen, don't make any excuse. No words. Back off, mate. Just wait. You have missed it. You have sinned. Lord, I am sorry. I repent of whatever I've done upon the vanity my life I'm living. In repentance, in their vanity. When the glory comes, there'll be no words to say. Oh. And then, for God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten Son, full of glory, grace, truth. Whosoever calls upon his name shall be saved. And as many as received him, tell them to stand up. To them he gave the power. Strip them. Strip them. I need you now. Remove all the vanity from your life. Take it off. The yoke destroyed. The burden lifted. And the yoke shall be destroyed from off his shoulder. Yoke from his head. So the two of them, they realize their vanity. They realize all the vanity. They even come to church and sing. And the glory comes, but inside, dirty, empty, no glory. But then they come to the place, not just sorry, We want your glory back. Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Says, don't worry, I forgive you. Where's the in-house? And then he comes and gives them the glory he brought from the Father, because he shed his blood, clothed them with glory. As many as received him, come on, help, 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 help. They are sorry now. And he's telling them, you are on the knees? Okay, no. Be on your knees. And he's telling them now, arise. Arise, I forgive you.
Arise, I forgive you.
Make a speech.
Hello.
Hello.
I forgive you. I'm returning the glory to you. From the Father. I return to you.
He forgives them and covers them again with that glory. That is just the story of salvation we have seen. And then he tells them, you know what? Don't do it again. I am returning to my Father, and I'm going to sit down at the right hand of my Father. Let him sit down with Grandpa here. So Grandpa is the Father. When you are talking, when you are struggling, talk to me, and I will always be praying for you. You have my glory restored. And as many as received him, to them he gave the power to become the sons of God, even to them that just believe. Please face the congregation and lift up your hands in glory. And they are saying, Lord, who are you? He says, I am the Lord. If you call upon me, please just face everybody and be showing them. Nathaniel, yeah, you'll be saved. Don't worry. Jesus died for you too. Just be showing everybody the glory of God, the new glory, the restored glory. And then, come. We have a set of people here. They don't believe yet. And they are telling them, whoever shall call upon the name of, point to where the Lord is. That's the one who gave us glory. To him be what? All the glory. Whosoever shall call upon that name, who gave us the glory, who restored the glory, shall be saved. And then they ask, are we on F sharp? Who is the Lord? Please say, who is the Lord? Who are you, Lord? Who are you, Lord? Then I asked the Lord, what name fits you? Hey, and he said, they ask him, we want to know him. Say, who is the Lord? Who are you, Lord? And they're telling them, his name is, when they shout your name, just arise. Let God arise and his enemies be scattered. You are sitting down, just go before your Father. When you hear, yeah, just arise. Okay, they're asking them, we want to know this Lord. Who is he? Oh, Bible says, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Lord, I repent. Forgive me of my sins. Forgive me of my transgressions. If that is your prayer, I'll open your mouth and talk to the Lord right now. Some of us, you realize the glory has departed. The glory, you are just covering yourself with vanity. On the inside, you know you are empty. I'm not embarrassing anybody. I'm just asking you, talk to the Lord right now. Lord, restore your glory in my life. The same glory you had from the foundation of the earth. The Bible says Jesus actually died before the foundation of the earth. He knows you will sin. He knows we will transgress. He knows we will miss it. And he has already made provision. Please talk to the Lord. You have not just watched a drama. This is God telling you, I love you. I want to make you laugh. I want to make you happy. You deserve to be happy. I did not create you a failure. I did not create you this world to struggle. I created you so that I can clothe you with my majesty. Clothe you with my dignity, with my honor. Listen, where there is no glory, the Bible says what is there is shame. And God is saying, for your shame right now, I want to give you double. Double. Please talk to the Lord. I'm not making any religious call. If you want to give your heart to Jesus, come out. No, it's up to you. You know that you know what is going on the inside of you. Father, have mercy. Lord, I pray upon these children. Bless all of them. They've not just done a drama, but Lord, not one of these children, we will not lose any one of you. You will know the Lord. Your feet has been planted in the house of the Lord, and you will grow like cedars of Lebanon in the house of the Lord all the days of your life, in the name of Jesus. Father, I pray for as many as are crying unto you, as you are revealing your name, your nature, your character. Yeah, heal and deliver every one of us right now for your glory. Listen, God does not just want his glory upon you and I. He wants his glory within us. When his glory is within us, that's when we can manifest and radiate his glory. Please just say, Lord, fill me with your glory. I am your house, I'm your temple. I surrender my life to you. I take away every vanity, all the leaves we've been trying to use to cover ourselves. Nothing can replace your glory. Says, don't make graven images and call it God. Don't try and replace anything corruptible with your corrupt mind. Graven images, says, my glory I will not give to another. He wants to tabernacle in you. You are to be a showcase of his glory. Oh Lord. Father, I thank you. I am your designer's original. I am an original, covered with your glory, filled with your glory. I step out of this place covered, filled with your glory. Father, in the name of Jesus, as your word has gone forth, I decree everything you've not planted in every life here be uprooted. Everything covering your glory in anyone's life under the sound of my voice, I take authority. You are a stranger in that body. That body is created, molded, shaped for God and his glory to dwell therein. So every strange thing in your body, I command to go now. In the name of Jesus, I decree from the crown, oh Lord, thank you. Somebody's feeling a cool breeze. A sudden cool breeze is just blowing over you. God is just giving you a feeling to let you know he's with you. He's with you. Please bask in that glory. Father, thank you. Oh, in the coolness of the day, you came in here, you were feeling hot. All of a sudden, you're feeling so cold. Please don't be scared. that is God just giving you a feeling to let you know there is a healing taking place in your life. Please lift up your hands, everybody, and thank God. Father, thank you. To you be all the glory. To you be all the praise and adoration. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Come on, let's give God the glory. Let's give God the glory.